Track 7. Reading. Listening. Listen to the following story and underline all the past simple and present perfect sentences you can find. Life in South Korea.
Hi, boys and girls. Let me introduce myself. My name is Pony, and I'm a famous South Korean vlogger. But today, I won't talk about myself. Instead, I want to tell you a little about my beautiful country. South Korea had a population of 51 million people in the year 2017. I really don't know how many we are right now. The majority of the people live in the province surrounding Seoul in the northwest of the country. The capital is Seoul, with 10 million inhabitants, which has been the country's biggest city for many years. The name is Republic of Korea, ROK, and we have a presidential republic government. Our national holiday has been August 15, which represents Liberation Day. Our language was, is, and will always be Korean. Our national symbols have been the Taegut, yin-yang symbol, hibiscus Syracuse, national flower, and the Siberian tiger, national animal, since I can remember. The national colors have always been red, white, blue, and black. Again, this information is something which has been true to me since I was little. So if there was an update, please let me know. Well, continuing. For many centuries, South Korea was an independent kingdom. But after 1905, the country was ruled by the Japanese. After Japan surrendered to the USA after World War II in 1945, Korea gained independence again. But the country soon was split between South Korea and Communist North Korea along the 38 degrees latitude. Nevertheless, since 1953, South Korea's economy has expanded successfully. While the people in North Korea are very poor and the relations between the two Koreas are very strained. One of the attractions which I can mention is Myeongdong, the main shopping district of the capital city, a busy shopper's paradise with glittering lights and billboards. Bakchon-hanok village, on the other hand, is the preserved old quarter and traditional Korean village you simply must see. Here you will also find Yeongbokgung Palace. I can tell you a lot of different marvelous things about my country. I recommend you to visit us and discover the many historical and new things we can offer.